whether Shador will be here in 2026. I think that's got to be a part of the conversation as well. But our next guest is supposed to be a gentleman.
Yeah, no, he is most of the time.
He is supposed to be, I believe him to be a good Catholic man, a loving father, loving husband, the face of college basketball for a very
the
long
real
time.
Pillar of the community.
Pillar of the community, and he happened to have lost a burger bet with me. And previous weeks, he has had many a shenanigans trying to wiggle out of this. This is a come to John moment.
He single-handedly changed what it means to be described as a MILF.
That's true.
Man, I love Fanta.
That many people say that.
That's like, it's completely changed the whole definition.
We got Jersey John Fanta, NBC Sports, on the Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright hotline. All right, Jersey John, how you doing?
Make it right, and you owe me that hamburger. Nice extra pickles, pepper jack cheese, little bacon, ready to go.
This is a pivotal moment in every man's life.
Where he's just got to be honest with himself and the people around him. I'm going to need you to...
Okay, So it was a Price is Right bet? Is that what it was?
Or was it
an over 5.5?
It was a very simple bet. It was you took six wins and over, and I you knew this. You're doing this, and you don't know this, but I have to be angry about something else right now. Come on. Just admit what the bet was. Admit you didn't realize what you're signing up for, at which point we will remind you.
And Mac Robinson is heading to the monitor. The previous play is under further review.
I'm going to review something for you.
Go ahead. Look, I'll take the loss. Congratulations. I'll give you your burger.
Yeah, you'll take the loss because you lost.
There we go. I mean, it was begrudgingly, but there we go.
That's how this goes.
Well, 5 is closer to 6. I thought it was...
John, there's ways around this. You can give them, like, the lowest quality, cheapest burger imaginable. Like, we can make this work. There's protest among the burger bets.
You're right. I will get you the Hugh Jackson hero.
See?
Yeah, and you can do it.
And waffle fries.
All right, John, Kevin Stefanski fired. Did the Browns make the right decision?
Well, they made the right decision to fire him. You can't win 8 games over the last 2 years and keep your job. But they should have completely reset the organization. And I just don't understand how the justification, if you as the owner have to come out yesterday before anybody asks a question and start to explain why you did something over the course. I mean, that presser went like 11 minutes total. 5 of the minutes was him justifying why he was keeping the general manager. It's like if when we were growing up, one of us did something in the backyard that was troublesome, and we went into the house and we tried to give a long and winding 2 or 3 minute explanation to one of our parents about why we did something. And it's like, by the end of it, you just dug yourself a hole. The moment that the owner said that one of the reasons why the GM had earned the ability to keep his job was that they had found their kicker, when they literally gave the prior kicker an extension in 2024, that being Dustin Hopkins, that's when I had to laugh. I was cackling listening to that long and winding road of, you know, Tyson Campbell and trying to showcase the different signings and different things that have been done. At the end of the day, you're 1-for-6 on drafts. 1-for-6. There's no disputing that. And you're 1-for-1 in your last draft. So I guess it's, what have you done for me lately? Well, that's why he is still a general manager, and maybe there was a power play, or there was a power play when Paul D. Podesta steps out. They made the right call firing Stefanski. I just don't think that there's evidence that suggests that keeping one person in the regime and not the other ever works, but that's what they're electing to do. I totally disagree with that line of thinking, but you have to move on, and he's managing this search, or at least that's what the language of the owner is. So let's see who Andrew Berry can find to coach the team that aligns with his viewpoints.
Well, let's dive into it.
Actually, real quick, I don't know if we brought this up on air. I can't recall if it was in Katie's 2020. That's not a shot. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter saying Kevin Stefanski will interview Wednesday for the Giants job.
Yeah. All right. Let me ask you this.
Sorry. So we did talk about it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. All right, he's going to get that job, by the way.
No, no, no. The whole interview is actually in response to the welching on this burger bet. It's going to be Nick interrupting every single question to be like, breaking news. We now have this.
Oh, by the way, Mary Kay Cabot quote tweeting saying, Giants wasting no time to land the hottest candidate in the market.
There we go. There. How about that?
And they will land him.
Your name on the inbox is Jersey John, by the way. We've stripped you of your Ohio nature because that was back when you were good and pure and paid on bets.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, by the way, everybody here in this area wants Kevin Stefanski. It's amazing today.
In New York?
Like that
they
is,
do.
Yes. Yep. They can't wait. Because their belief is that, I mean, this is, I'm not saying this is mine. Like, Kevin lost games this year. He lost his ability to be the Cleveland Browns head coach. By the way, like, I don't know. I don't know where you two stand on this. Like, Kevin is not a bad human being. I wish him the best going forward. I'm not going to hate watch our prior coach. Like, that is so dumb to exert energy doing that. And so whatever he does, good luck to him. But, like, I'm not going to get hung up on this. He doesn't occupy space in my brain. But, yes, out here, the take is that the Browns' systematic flaws lended itself to his downfall in Cleveland, and there's still a good NFL coach in there. Now, this gets coupled with the fact that the Giants have not been able to find a competent coach for years, and so they're looking for someone to settle their organization down. And their hope is that that's Kevin Stefanski. They have zoned in on Kevin Stefanski. The people around New York and New Jersey have no problems with him being the guy. They are very hopeful that they hire him.
All right, who have you zoned in on, and who do you want?
Well, you know, I am very intrigued by Jesse Minter. I know the talking heads talked about the name, because when I look at the way that hires are being made right now in the NFL, like, I see this Todd Monken news. He's 59, and, you know, he's been here before, so I guess there's familiarity, but I don't like the way things have ended up there in Baltimore, and I'm just not a fan of that. To me, you know, I look at Seattle, who hires a Mike McDonald and transforms that organization. Now, that's what Mike has been able to do at the age of 38, and I think you've got to look young. I think you've got to look at a guy who comes in and is respected and, you know, is able to captivate a building and cultivate that type of atmosphere. And I've heard a lot of really good things about Minter and his ability to do that. You know, around the league, he is revered as a guy who certainly could be that type of guy. You know, I stay out west. I mean, what Seattle's done, I think Clint Kubiak is going to get a job. And, you know, the Falcons are going to talk to him. I don't know why the Browns wouldn't talk to him. I think that he should be on the radar. I know you talked about Brian Flores. But I'm okay with Brian Flores. Brian Flores is a talented coach, and he's been through some stuff, but I think that guy, there's a winner in there, and I think there's a guy that wants redemption and wants to prove to people that he can do this and get to the playoffs and make things happen for an organization. He's tough. He's hard-nosed. His teams play hard. They have played hard. And, you know, I think he deserves another chance to be in that role, and if it comes in Cleveland, I would love to see it. So, look, those are the three names, you know, that I look at, Flores, Minter, and Kubiak. Those are the names that I'm intrigued by, but I just think, I really hope that they can get somebody, you know, who brings this fresh energy and brings an aggressive nature about him. Am I in favor of Jim Schwartz staying? I'm good with it. We all love Jim Schwartz. One thing I would say is, what organization, what sound and competent organization, you know, is going to force any DC on the head coach? I'm not saying that the Browns are doing that. I'm not saying that. But I don't know if I love the owner saying, you know, I want to keep him. Like, the Browns got to let their coach be the guy. They can't be doing puppet master stuff from behind the scenes. Maybe that never happens, but, like, with the next guy. But it did happen with Stefanski. Stefanski listened to his bosses and did things that his bosses told him to do. He's to blame for in-game lack of management, but the Browns have to let the guy that they hire do his job. It's a huge sticking point for me in this.
John, should Myles Garrett have a say or have a role in this coaching search?
No. He should not have a say in it. I mean, come on. What are we talking about? He's a player.
Miles Garrett and whether or not he would have a role in this coaching search.
He should not have a role in that. He's an outstanding player. I mean, what do you define his role? Him saying who he wants?
Sure. Or him at least offering a voice on what he thinks of each candidate. Certainly stumping for Jim Schwartz.
Yeah, but is Jim Schwartz, to me, is not a head coach in the National Football League in 2026. We've seen how that's ended for Jim Schwartz before as a head coach.
You just don't like 59-year-olds.
Yeah. You seem like a real ageist there for a little bit.
No, it's not that. It's not that I don't like 59-year-olds. You know what? Miles' voice is smarter than the other people that we're talking about here.
And a flip-flop.
The players are the players. You know, he could suggest who he wants. He's not making the decision.
Wait,
he's
are you flip flopping back?
I don't know.
I can't tell anymore.
I don't
know where
John.
You are.
He's not making the hire, guys. He's not making the hire. So, like, when you give someone that ability, then if they make a suggestion and you don't go their direction, does that mean he's going to be crabby because you didn't pick his guy?
And usually that sounds
that's
about
how that works.
Work,
yeah, that's, and that's my thought on it too, John. Is like if you welcome him to the table.
This isn't LeBron James. It's not.
All right, but what if you hire the wrong guy and Miles decides he doesn't want to be here?
Go for it. Okay. Like, enough. Enough with that culture. The culture ends now. You don't want to be here? Get out. Like, he's a Hall of Fame player. He's an outstanding player, and I think he's a great human. He's done a ton of good for Cleveland. But if you don't want to be here, you know, then fine. Like, I don't want guys who don't want to be here. You know, and that's why I don't call him and involve him in the search, because if I involve him in the search and I pick someone that's solely influenced by one player, that's incompetence. That's not smart football. That's not how I don't think that's how a lot of organizations work. You know, to me, Miles Garrett, I'm not denying his talent here, but I am denying the players running a search or heavily influencing a search. And if he doesn't want to be here, well, guess what? You've been a part of 8 wins yourself the last 2 years. You've been a very talented player, but I'm sorry, you haven't been a part of what we're looking for as an organization. You know, the players don't run the team. The people running the team, I don't agree with them. But the players do not, there's a reason why they're not general managers.
It's because they haven't finished playing yet.
Your guess now, John. Will Shador be the starting quarterback week one, 2026?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that he has a shot, a solid shot, but I really think that there will be a true August competition. And I think that the first year head coach will end up going to the veteran route with that competition. That's where I stand with Shador. I'm really torn on it, guys, as you can hear in my answer. And you can joke and kid with me about flip-flopping. I'm concerned about some of the things I still see with timing and with some decision-making. And this is why this next hire is so interesting. I mean, I almost want you to ask me once the next hire is made, but you're asking me now. And so if I had to answer today, I don't think the Browns are fully committed to Shador Sanders. I think you can sense it in the answers. I think they're going to evaluate the market. I think they're going to hold a real competition in August. And I think there's a reason why they would bring in a veteran quarterback. I think that he could win a camp battle. And you know why I partially say that? Because this organization put Dylan Gabriel ahead of Shador Sanders.
John, I got what I wanted out of this interview, so I'm very happy right now. I look forward to the succulent burger that you're going to send my way. You're a gentleman again. You're not just Jersey John. You're Cleveland's own John Fanta, and we appreciate you, buddy.
Peterlin agrees with me on the Miles Garrett thing, right?
Oh, 100%. That was like a big,
what do you
yeah,
mean?
For sure.
You said three different things, John.
No. I got your main point. Your main point was heard, and I agree with it. Thank you. I love Fanta. That's right.
And Wilson did not agree.
No, I think
Nick did, right?
I did. Yeah, I just thought, I was like, I can't. We had chosen a couple different directions. You broke my ankles a couple times.
Oh, boy. Well, that's not hard to do. Talk to you guys next Tuesday.
Bye, John.
See you next Tuesday, John. John Fanta, NBC Sports, on the Make It Right Call Kyle Wright Hotline, joining us today. Great stuff with him. We'll react to what he had to say about the coaching search and more in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.